Residents in the city of Fulton will elect a new mayor this fall after the surprise announcement this week that longtime mayor Ron Woodward will not seek another term. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, three other candidates are in the running to replace Woodward.
29-year-old Ethan Parkhurst, owner of a local construction company, says if elected, he would embrace new-age technology like solar energy to reduce the city's electric bill and boost the local economy by building a new convention center paid for with stock purchased by local businesses.
Hilton will come and build their hotels. Restaurants will want to build, and people will come to purchase the vacant properties, putting them back on the tax roll. People will come by the thousands to our city instead of just pass through.
Dina Michaels, branch manager of Pathfinder's Fulton office, is also seeking the Republican ticket. She plans to draw on her experience of working with Fulton businesses and residents if elected.
We have to run the city like a business, and any successful business has to deliver great customer service. And running a branch is like running a small business. And the key to that, first and foremost, was delivering great customer service.
All three candidates are also seeking the Conservative Party line. Oswego County Legislator Dan Farfalia is seeking the Democratic ticket in the race. Farfalia says the time he spent in county government has prepared him to lead Fulton into the future.
In order for us to stay in good financial shape and provide services, we're going to need to create partnerships and more like shared services with all of the other local governments.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.